Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the April 10th, 2023 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is also being provided telephonically for additional access by the public. C.J. Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is C.J. Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Bryn Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Bryn Myers, General Counsel. This meeting is being held in person in keeping with the Open Meetings Act, with additional access being provided telephonically to the public. Today's agenda and related documents and information are available on the RI Housing website. If the teleconference portion is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Committee Chairman James Sorson will preside at today's meeting. Commissioners and staff, when you speak during the meeting, please state your name prior to speaking. With that, Mr. Committee Chairman, I turn it back to you to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corinne. This is Jim Sorson, the chair. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and the time for the record is approximately 3:12 p.m. Carol, would you please conduct a roll call attendance of the Management Committee?
Yes, sir. Commissioner McAllister?
Here.
Commissioner Gorson?
Here.
Commissioner Designee Craven?
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you very much. Jim Thorson again, and I'd like to introduce Committee Action Number 1, which is approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on September 6, 2022. I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion. Second. I'm going to hit that one. So, can I second? Mm-hmm. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain.
Okay. With 2 affirmative votes, the motion is approved.
Thank you, Chris. With that, I'd like to introduce Committee Action Number 2, which is a recommendation for approval of engagement of consultants for the 2023 Continuum Care Program Competition, Housing Innovations, LLC. And for that, we're going to ask Elizabeth Biotu to help. Biotu. The Director of Strategic Initiatives and Partnerships, who will present Committee Action Number 2. Elizabeth?
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Biotu, and I'm presenting Committee Action Number 2, the approval of the Internal Consultants for the 2023 Continuum Care Program. This request for action would engage Housing Innovations LLC to develop an application for the 2023 Continuum of Care Competition. Rhode Island Housing Search has an applicant on behalf of Rhode Island Continuum of Care. And so this is an exercise we enter into annually, and it's an annual competition. And we're anticipating for the first time this year that we will also be using this consultant to renew our Youth Homelessness Demonstration Program grant. The work would commence late in April or early in May, and we'll be checking on the contract.
Great. I'll take a motion, and then we'll have questions if that's okay. Do we have a motion?
Yep.
Table. Second.
Second.
Okay. Comments, questions, concerns?
Have you used them before?
Yeah.
That's right.
A number of times.
Okay. And we've been happy with their work?
Very.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, I also seen a resolution that that there's a max of $28,000 for this
work. Correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
Elizabeth, did you
still respond to the area response? This was the full.
Okay. Any questions, concerns? Yes. None. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So,
yeah. Okay. Thank you.
With that, what I'd like to do is move on to Jim Thorson again. I'd like to introduce committee action number 3, which is a recommendation for approval of pre-qualification of municipal technical assistance firms. And for that, I'd like to introduce Amy Raynon, our Director of Government Relations and Policy, who will present committee action number 3. Amy?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Amy Raynon presenting agenda item number 3, involving the request for action to create a roster of pre-qualified firms to provide technical assistance to municipalities. You may recall that in 2021, the General Assembly created a housing production fund and gave that fund an initial capitalization of $25 million. The board has already acted on 2 elements of that fund. The third element is the Municipal Technical Assistance Program. We put out a request for proposals back in January, soliciting consultants who were interested in providing technical assistance to municipalities through this program. We received 12 applications. The specific kinds of technical assistance that are eligible under this program are housing needs analysis, updating land use and permitting requirements, developing model zoning ordinances, assessing infrastructure capacity to create additional affordable housing, and public engagement and education around the need for affordable housing and approval of affordable housing. I think I just mentioned we received 12 responses. We are recommending approval of 11 of those. One of the firms was not responsive to the needs that we had for the proposal. You have a scoring attached under attachment B. We recommend approval. Happy to answer any questions.
Let's take the motion and then we'll have questions. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. If there weren't any questions. Thank you. Motion carried. That's the motion then. And what I'd like to do is to introduce committee action number 4, recommendation for approval of engagement as consultant for the update and design of construction guidelines, Tile Inc. And for that, I'd like to introduce Ann Berman, our Director of Real Estate Development, who will present committee action number 4.
Thank you. Ann Berman. So this request is to engage a consultant to assist with the evaluation and update of the Rhode Island Housing Design and Construction Guidelines. We use the guidelines to establish 2 things, clear and consistent construction standards, and another goal is to establish a predictable process for developers as they proceed from preliminary approval to construction completion. We have not substantially reviewed and updated those guidelines for over 15 years, and as an outgrowth of our strategic planning process, it was determined that we need to revise, reorganize, and consolidate the guidelines to make them easier and more user-friendly. In addition to that, we also want to address some innovation or incorporate some innovation, some current construction systems, look at climate change, resiliency, and energy efficiency goals, while all also being mindful of overall construction costs. And we believe that this update is going to help us incentivize the creation of smart, cost-effective, and durable housing. So in December of 2022, we issued a request for proposals from vendors for 2 things, review and update the existing guidelines, and also to conduct a stakeholder engagement to inform those guidelines. We received 5 proposals. We had a committee composed of staff from several divisions who reviewed and scored the proposals. And then basically following the review of the bid documents, we did interview the top 2 scoring respondents and the overall evaluation of the proposals. We would like to recommend UTIL as the to provide both the stakeholder engagement and the revisions to the guidelines. The selection committee felt that based on UTIL's plan for stakeholder engagement, their approach to the guideline revisions, their expertise in current industry practices as well as energy efficiency issues, and most importantly, their understanding of the comprehensive nature of the assignment. They were the highest scoring proposal. I will note from you, you have the score sheet here, that the top two were basically had the identical score. And we do note that UTO was not the least expensive proposal. However, the committee determined that the proposed fee is commensurate with their proposed scope of work. The cost for the engagement will not exceed $145,240. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I think we'll take the motion, and this time actually we'll take the question.
Sure. I'll move it favorable.
Second.
Okay, let's have questions, any comments, questions, concerns?
What put them over the top? Like you said, I'm looking at the score here. They're pretty much identical.
I would say it was the interviews. So, and we, Haley Kenyon is here, who participated in both of those, and she may be able to provide a little extra color to the conversation. But the conversation with UTIL really got into kind of the details of what they were trying to do. It's and extraordinarily comprehensive. I note that these folks were the technical assistance provider to the I-195 Commission, so I think they understand land use planning, public process, things of that sort. They've got a pretty, I think the team had 8 or 9 folks on it, some of whom were sort of focused on energy conservation, some of folks who were more on the engagement, stakeholder engagement side, some of the folks who were architects. So sort of collectively, they really provided a comprehensive approach. Haley, I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that.
They had a holistic approach that also planned out the team, whereas I only
So where are these folks located there?
Well, interestingly enough, their headquarters is in Boston, but their Providence office is about 30 feet around the corner from the Dunkin' Donuts here.
All right, great. 6 month
contract, how long is this?
6 months, yes. We'd actually, our goal is to have it done by September. I'm not sure that's realistic, actually, given the stakeholder engagement process we really believe is necessary here. When we first put out the RFP, we actually didn't get any responses, and we reissued it. And so everything was pretty much delayed by about 6 weeks, which is why we may or may not hit our September goal.
And what are the extension options if we don't hit that September anticipated deadline?
I think when we negotiate the contract with them, we'll know that before we even sign the contract.
Yeah.
And in terms of the substance of the review and revision, are there any design guidelines or other features that are foremost in mind as we go into the exercise?
You know, I'm not sure we have any preconceived ideas. I'm hoping, one of the things that I'm hoping for is that right now it's sort of one size fits everybody, which is not necessarily the case, right? We have large projects, we have small projects. I think we need to think about two different sets of guidelines or maybe a slimmed down set of guidelines for some of the smaller projects just to make it much more user-friendly. I think we're looking at a lot of resiliency issues. We know that there are some state goals. We want to try and incorporate some of those strategies so that we can help the state meet their goals. We're looking at innovation. You know, we're seeing more panelized construction. We're seeing more modular construction, how do we incorporate some of that if it makes sense, right? At all while trying to be cost effective because the cost of construction, as you know, is challenging these days.
So we have a motion and a second. Bryn, will you please take us through the vote?
Certainly. This is Corinne speaking. All those in favor of recommending approval of engagement of consultants for the update of the design and construction guidelines, namely
UTIL.
Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Corinne. Kim Thorson again.
Chairman, can I interrupt 1 second? And for the record, our House Secretary joined us prior to...
Oh, Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman.
So this brings us to committee action number five. Jim Korsh again. This is the recommendation for approval of engagement of Coordinated Entry Systems Evaluation Firm, HDH Enterprises, LLC. And once again, Elizabeth, Director of Strategic Initiatives and Partnerships, who will present on action number five.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Fioso presenting committee action number five, the approval of engagement of Coordinated Entry System Evaluation Firm, HDH Enterprises. This request for action is for approval of HDH Enterprises to conduct an independent evaluation of the Rhode Island statewide Coordinated Entry System. On behalf of the Rhode Island Continuum of Care, which Rhode Island Housing serves as the corrected applicant for. The Coordinated Entry System is a statewide initiative that seeks to match households experiencing homelessness with an intervention that will most effectively end their homelessness as quickly as possible. The Continuum of Care, the Rhode Island Department of Housing, Crossroads Rhode Island, and the Rhode Island Coalition to End Homelessness work in partnership to design and implement an effective system. And the RICOC is required and interested in evaluating their work on the project at least annually. So HDH Enterprises would be that third-party independent evaluator. The engagement would start later in April or early in May, and we expect a report by July or August of this year. And we have some local initiatives that we're looking for HDH focus on in their work, which include the bullets listed on the item, on the documents in front of you. For example, accessing and implementing coordinated entry in outlying areas of the state and strategies to better implement the coordinated entry system in those areas, and evaluating the efficacy of our of the COC's prioritization for shelter and housing resources. In January, Rhode Island Housing issued a request for proposals on behalf of the Continuum of Care for a firm. This was the full proposal we received in response. We convened a group of Rhode Island Housing staff and State Department of Housing staff to review the proposal together and are recommending selection of HDH Enterprises. And it would be not 60, 67,000.
Elizabeth, thank you for that report. We're going to take a motion and then we'll ask Thomas the questions. So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. Okay, Elizabeth, we have some questions. Stephen?
Thank you, Chairman. Who ends up being the client team for this exercise? I realize there's multiple agencies involved. How does that work?
The client team?
Yeah, who's the consultant consulting to?
So they would coordinate with Rhode Island Housing directly, and we have a stakeholder group comprised of some Department of Housing staff and Rhode Island Housing staff who work with them directly.
Is there any other COC involvement?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the COC board would be involved as in a steering committee capacity, not in guiding the day-to-day implementation of the contract.
Gotcha. Okay. So there'll be periodic check-ins with that.
With the
CEO.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Chairman, in discussion with the secretary, we discussed adding best practices of once at best practices across the country for coordinated entry systems to be a component of this evaluation.
I also have some concerns, and I don't pretend to have a basic understanding of this because when we were going through a situation with some homeless folks out on the steps of the state house, this was the coordinated entry system was cited as a barrier to having flexibility in terms of placing some of these folks. And that was a concern to me because I'm responsible for the safety of the state house campus and was limited in terms of options in terms of finding a solution, which fortunately we were able to do something, but I wish we could have done it sooner. But this was really a sticking point with me, and I don't want to slow things down because I don't fully understand this, but I don't think that should slow this resolution down. I just I have some unsettled feeling about this. So I guess what I'm looking for is a little more flexibility than what we had in the past going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was, and I'm saying this for your benefit, Stephanie, because this really became a stumbling block for us and really confounded our abilities to have an easier, more efficient solution to our immediate problem, because there were much of the system broke down and it wasn't working, and to work within the system didn't solve our problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that. That for the record.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
Just this they were the sole group that responded. Any concerns on that? Or was there anyone you were hoping that was going to go for and they didn't?
Well, I don't know what certainty, but we at Rhode Island Housing have engaged with this consulting firm on a different strategic planning exercise, and the Department of Health contracted with them extensively during the COVID crisis, and we partnered with them closely in the continuum of care, so I didn't have that.
If I could just add, this is the Rhode Island-based firm, and they have worked with ELHHS and the Department of Health during COVID. So we feel good about their data analytical skills and stuff.
All right. Thank you. So it's Jim Thorson. If there's no other questions, I'd like to call on Corinne to take us through the vote.
This is Corinne speaking. Commissioners, all those in favor of recommending approval of engagement of coordinated entry system evaluation firm, namely HCH Enterprises LLC, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Corinne. This is Jim Thorson. There being no further business, I'd like to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I do have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And the time is 3:32 p.m. Corinne, would you please conduct a voice vote on the motion?
Certainly. All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say nay. With that, the motion is approved.
And Jim Thorson saying that the meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Management Committee is now adjourned. Thank you for your participation.
TJ, please pause.